2023, the year where short form videos rule the internet and seems like the whole world has jumped into it. In this space where trends and top influencers shift and change so fast, which platform should you focus on to grow at a scale, or is that even possible anymore? Are you too late to try and become a social media influencer? Hey guys, this is Official Gaurang and this is the Let's Talk Digital show. Today we are going to talk about which platform should you lean onto when focusing on short form content. As we all know, the top performing platform for short form video content is TikTok. The hype TikTok as a video platform has provided influencers is simply outstanding. Such that in quarter 2 of 2022, TikTok surpassed 1 billion monthly active users. Keeping things as they are, I'll just say it out. The demand versus supply dynamics in TikTok is finally upset. Due to the exponential increase in the supply of content on the platform, which has ended and is continuously going to downrail the organic reach of the content and hence reduction in per video views. Even though TikTok is continuously working on its algorithm to sustain the audience retention and sustained effort of increasing organic reach, it's still just a matter of time. The other platform, which was designed to rival TikTok but sadly just became one more alternative, is Instagram Reels. Instagram, being one of the top apps in the world, released its Reels feature during the rise of TikTok, and sadly, regardless of being equally good, just could never beat the algorithm which TikTok had developed. The major reason is that Instagram has a persona that leads to a more polished and more sophisticated high value content to be published, instead of TikTok, where majority of the videos are just shoot and upload in the cases of the masses. Instagram Reels started strong, but yet again it came between the war of demand and supply, which is sort of a rule of thumb every time a new platform or a new feature is released. Moving on to the two more platforms, which is also the focus of today's podcast, which is YouTube Shorts and Facebook Reels. Both these platforms currently have a deficit in supply and surplus of demand. YouTube, as everybody knows, already has highlighted the feature at the top of the homepage and it is boosting it to all users. While on the other hand, Facebook Reels is just pushing out the Reels content but isn't publicizing it that much, which in turn leads to high demand but very low supply of the current at the current moment. If you're someone who's beginning out and or are a brand which wants to make use of the organic marketing and the organic reach that Facebook Reels, then Facebook Reels is the platform of choice, along with other platforms as a repository that also bring in views and clients alike. This allows you to reach out to the maximum amount of people at mass, and if you are creating good content and relevant content, can help you grow exponentially. You focus on creating good content and let Facebook Reels or YouTube Shorts allow you to reach your first 1,000 views and beyond. Now, while we're talking about reaching a first 1,000, I'm currently on a daily vlog challenge where I'll be sharing snippets of my daily life with everybody and posting the video on both Instagram and Facebook Reels, utilizing both platforms to maximize my reach and build an audience while improving with every video I make and share. A disclaimer for every listener, it is not that I have a very interesting day in and day out. It's more of an exercise to become better at short form content creation, engage and retain audience, convert audience into followers, and also to achieve a specific goal. Something which I'll be sharing with you all in a few days as the founder of Crazen Media. Follow me on Instagram at Official Gaurang. Come join me and watch me create content on this journey and focus on what's good. We need to continuously strive to create better content, and if you're creating better content, we will achieve that goal eventually. So keeping that in mind, that's it for now, guys. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.